The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know, this past Super Bowl, two brothers played against each other. One on the Philadelphia Eagles, one Kansas City Chiefs. Automatic Anthony A, if you were playing on a team, which brother would your mother root for? Let's talk about it now. Friday's Eve. Good morning. The Dana Cortez Show is on. Okay. Anthony, I want to ask you first, because I have a theory on my husband.
You're over here trying to like, pull out these childhood traumas, okay?
No, dude.
She just, if Dana was in such a situation, I think her mother would just be rooting for her dad to come back. That's what would be happening. So I understand.
Dad. Which, what
yeah,
dad?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like the Cowboys.
I have no children. My mother said, don't have children. They ruin your life. I'm her only child. Yes, we know.
If we were competing in football, I think my mother would handle it like Mama Kelsey did, where she like had a jacket and a jersey with like both sons on and stuff like that.
Okay, okay.
But outside of that, I mean,
who would she really want to win?
I couldn't tell you. She would just wrote, like, every time we had a football game, she would just pray that nobody got hurt.
Yeah. Okay,
so
okay.
Like that's really what it would be. She would, I mean, at that point, like you've already as a parent, I think you've achieved success. If both your kids are competing in the Super Bowl, there's root for life.
You gotta be proud.
Yeah, no, you're right.
At that point,
look what I did. Look what Mama did.
If there's like another contest, there's just like clear cut favorites that I know. Like if it's a dance contest, like she knows my brother's gonna smoke me. So yeah, that's like there's just like other things that we could not compete in. But automatically,
I already know.
I have two brothers, and I would think I'd be the last one to be rooted for because I was a horrible child.
Damn.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I call my mom every day. I talk to my mom. But the thing about my mom, she's like, one of my brothers, Matt, he had a stroke. So she's definitely rooting for Matt because
he's got a
medical condition. Yeah.
But he doesn't even, nobody would even know except her. So in her mind, she would be like, plus you were just an awful child. I was talking to your sister the other day, Sister Maddox. She said, Dana, your husband made our mom cry every single morning before school for as long as I can remember.
And that's why I call my mom every day and tell her I love her.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm rooting for your brother now.
All right.
She probably would root for T, the baby, though, because he's always been the best kid.
Been a good kid. All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go kick this one off with National Fat Thursday. We have Lent coming up, Thursday, similar to Fat Tuesday, but it's more of a Christian thing is celebrated in Europe where they eat a lot of sweets. So if you want to have a donut, go ahead and do so.
A lot of Catholicos, man. We got Ash Wednesday on the way.
All right, and we also got National Almond Day. Anybody like almonds?
I love
almonds. Automatics.
Relish. I'm allergic to almonds.
Remember he came in there and his face all big?
Yeah, we did video of it. So if you want to go search through the videos, you can see what I was going through, an allergic reaction.
And let's
go
wrap it up on National Do a Grouch a Favor Day.
Don't give him almonds.
Take that. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Men, if you just help your lady, your life would be so much easier. Because I'm here to admit, there are times I'm so stressed that I make my husband's life hard because I want him to be as stressed as I am. And I don't understand why he isn't.
It's a tough life, y'all.
And that's what we're going to talk about right now. I think, Anthony, you've witnessed me poking
stress out.
At automatic.
You stress out almost
poking
every day.
Poking at automatic. No. You stress too.
Oh, because you're stressed.
Exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't, Dana, exactly. It doesn't have to do with witnessing you poke at your husband. I just work with you like 10 hours a day, 5 days a week, dude. Dana will literally sit here if you give her long enough and find a problem. Somewhere.
I will just find a problem.
She will think of something, even though you could just be chilling, solutions done, everything good.
Show's
give
good.
It enough time,
ratings
bro.
Are high.
Give it enough time, dude. Dana will find something to worry about and overthink about. I have this conversation with my mom a lot because my mom will come up with like stressing about things 3 years from now. She's like, well, if I don't do this and then, I'm like, dude.
Anthony, it's women. It's women.
Yeah,
we worry. Women are worriers.
Different creatures, man.
So here are four ways to help your woman
but we
relax.
Love y'all.
So that you can relax, DJ Automatic, and every man listening can relax. Number four, let her pick the playlist. Let her listen to DJ Automatic's playlist or show or stream, whatever it is. Let her control the situation when she's stressed.
I have learned that does work. If you're stressed out and you want to watch HGTV, you know what? We're going to watch
just
some HGTV. Unless there's like a really good game on. Then I just go to the other room.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. Number three. Suggest buying dinner. Don't let her say, you know what, I'm tired.
Come up with this list?
No, you didn't, Automatic. But,
I've done the top two things so
you
far.
Have, Dana, I know you're stressed. Let's just buy lunch today. Let's buy dinner. And it makes me feel so much better.
Is that more of the focus on a chore of like preparing a meal and cooking and stuff?
Yes,
or
Anthony,
just
it's
feeding
so hard.
A hangry woman?
That is one, that is huge right there. But the other thing is that I know that if she does cook, I'm going to have to hear for the next 3 hours. I can't believe how stressed I am, how much I have to do, and I'm over here cooking for you.
And I like to cook, but once in a while, if the levels are high, the stress level is 100, it suggests buying food.
And
right?
I was off a little special brownie one time, and one of the most paranoid times I've ever been in my life was when one of my exes was hangry, and that sativa was smacking me in the face,
no!
Dude. I'm dealing with a hangry woman and that, oh my God.
You're like, what do I do?
Heart's going 100 miles per hour.
Okay, number two. This is such a small thing that she will appreciate. I mean, so much. Help her clean up. Help her. And don't.
Ding, ding. I'm on a 3 for 3.
Don't wait for her to ask you.
I'm a vacuuming machine.
Help her. Initiate it. Hey, should I help you fold these clothes? Should I help you in the bathroom cleaning up the toilet? Should we wash the... what do you need me to do?
Okay, yeah. This is definitely like a living together situation, right?
In that case. Even if you go over, you see she's stressed. You go visit that woman and she got a little pile of laundry.
This is a life list. This is a wife list.
Yeah, that's a wife list.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you visit somebody and they got a whole bunch of laundry, help them out. Ask them, do they need help? And the number one thing, men, you can do to help your woman be less stressed, listen. Just listen. Because when women are at a high level of stress, when she's going off the rails, she is talking, she is angry, and she's blah, 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 and all you have to do is be quiet and listen.
This list is bullshit. Because I do all of these things, and you're completely stressed all the time, stressing not only me out, but Anthony out as well.
Half the time, when I'm trying to talk to you, you're ignoring me. I'll ask you, what did I just say? And you don't have any clue. Because you're looking at sports.
Because you're rambling.
So just listen and help me help you.
Just act like you're listening.
There you go.
At least do that. At least provide that with her.
Even when
your girl's in the wrong, side with her in a situation.
Hit me right now. I'll give you the list. Follow me, Dana Cortez, on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I am so disturbed by the first WTF story today. You know the Wienermobile, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sad to report that Las Vegas thieves have stolen its catalytic converter. The Wienermobile is missing its underbody.
They got the Wienermobile.
The 27-foot hot dog-shaped vehicle was in Vegas for a series of events. And driver wakes up Friday morning, goes to start her up. They look at surveillance, and sure enough, a truck pulled up, 4 guys jumped out. Vamanos! They stole it, bro.
That's a hustle right now.
I'm thinking about the second homie who was down once the first homie was like, bro, let's take this off the Oscar Mayer
wasn't even come up with money. It was just a challenge, right?
Oh, my God.
The driver's name is Joseph Rodriguez, and he said, I was shocked when I got there and the hot dog truck wouldn't start. And there's this just huge weenie in the middle of the bay that nobody could move. Because who's going to pull the weenie?
I don't know, Mr. Rodriguez. Sounds like an inside job.
I pull my own weenie all the time.
Hey, the husband now.
Come on. All right,
from Oscar Mayer Wienermobile missing its Cadillac converter to the world's largest pizza.
Ooh.
Pizza Hut has just broken the world record along with influencer Eric Decker for the world's largest pizza. This is 1,400 square feet and it has over 600,000 pepperonis on it.
1,400 square feet? That's bigger than the first house I bought. What in the world?
I just don't like the fact that Eric Decker was there because he doesn't even look like he eats pizza.
Come on, man.
Automatic, so judgmental. And we weren't invited to have a piece of pie either. Come on.
All right, I'm going to flip the script. Okay, so there's this famous ballet choreographer in Germany, and he got a bad review, and he didn't like it.
What?
So what he did is he got a bag of dog poo, and he put it in the critic's face when he saw him.
What do you mean he put it in his face? Smushed it in his face?
He rubbed dog poo in his face because he gave him a bad review.
No way.
That is awful. Can't you go to jail for that?
Okay, I'm on two sides of this fence here, buddy, because you know what? I hate hecklers. I hate that stuff, dude. So I'm not going to lie. I'm like kind of like, this is a little justified, dude.
Oh, you as a stand-up comedian, I'm sure you wanted a bag of dog poo once in a while to toss at the audience.
Hell yeah.
But who would think a classy ballet guy is going to go rub poop in somebody's face?
You better stand on your tippy toes. You don't know when a tutu poo-poo bandit's going to come.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's nothing like that feeling. Remember when and that happiness you get from a childhood memory. In case you missed it, nostalgia is back in a big way. Something you might have done when you were young with your parents or your grandparents is back. So I'll share that with you in a little bit. These are three stories you need to know. I go last, DJ Automatic.
So a new study has found that loneliness can have a direct impact on your heart and your brain.
Oh, sad.
So they're saying loneliness, it's actually as bad as you as being obese or being a drug addict.
Oh, hey now.
I understand that because your mental is everything. It controls everything in your body. And if you're feeling lonely, that's going to have a negative impact. However, I will say this. Being alone doesn't mean you're lonely.
No.
That's true.
I'm just saying, you know.
But the study also found that during the pandemic, people's loneliness went through the roof.
Because not everybody's built for this life. I like being alone.
Oh, well, 61% of young adults in America felt serious loneliness, and it was bad for both their heart and their brain.
Because they probably grew up with siblings and stuff like that. Well, like, no, I was alone.
Well, you're missing, like, think about the children. Like, you're not having this interaction daily. It doesn't necessarily
school
mean
and everything. No,
friends
you're right,
or
Ann,
people
you're right.
that you're close with or people that you talk to all the time. It's just you're missing that common human interaction.
And it's important. So, yes, it's important to go to parties, to be social, to go out and talk to people.
Yeah. I love that. It is important, DJ Automatic. We need to start doing more
I'm telling
that.
Myself that because me and Dana do we're not. At work
that's
instead
thing.
Of home.
It's like Dana's like, you're not built for this life. I'm like, what, dude? Watching true crime and going to bed by 10? What life are you talking about, dog?
I like being alone. It
Do you know how many parties we get invited to that we don't go
we're
to?
Like, I don't know.
All right. Well, in case you missed it, if you're a bad posture person like myself or you sit a lot at work, there's something you can do to fix that. All right. A recent study provided by CBS reveals that for sitting every half hour, you need to walk 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right. That's all you need to do. Get up and go walk for 5 minutes, stretch a little bit, and it will counteract all that bad sitting.
Counter-react.
Yeah, counter-react. There you go.
I need to walk a long time because we're sitting right now. You know, walking is the best way to get started on a healthy lifestyle. A lot of times we don't even know how to get started or just walking. Moves your blood around, moves your body around. Like Anthony just said, can help pasture and everything else.
Yes.
Get up.
So if you work a full 8 hours a day, you want to walk about 120 minutes.
So that's an hour and 20 minutes.
That's a lot of walking.
It's really not. You could do it during lunch. We walk 25 minutes and then we go work out, which is, I mean, that's part of the walking. And then just moving around, getting up out of your desk. And going outside, like Anthony does his weird yoga poses, you know?
Everybody has a phone that keeps track of your steps now.
There you
so
go.
That's a good way to keep
get
track
in,
of your
get
progress.
Get it in. All right, so I told you nostalgia is hot. Blockbuster's new ad, well, boosted sales. And it didn't cost him much. According to their GM,
Sandy
Hardy. Hold on.
Blockbuster's still open?
DJ Automatic, the last remaining Blockbuster in Bend, Oregon, saw their sales quadruple when it comes to their online merch orders over the previous week. They are thinking about opening another store because they made so much money and they are out of merch. People want to be with people again. You just talked about loneliness. Their store was full. Their online orders were over the moon.
You don't think that's just a trendy thing to buy a Blockbuster t-shirt?
Yes, I do. But I think that the reason libraries are back and bookstores are back and possibly Blockbuster is back, vinyl, because the feeling of touching something, the feeling of seeing people face to face, the feeling of experiencing something together, you can't get that on social media. I don't give a damn what anybody says.
I definitely feel you on music because I love having the actual record in my hand and being able
good.
To read the credits versus, you know, having
the record sound when it's playing.
I enjoyed reading books more recently because it's less noisy. Like, social media is so much.
And then you get distracted. When I start reading something on my phone, I'm like, I get a notification. Also, I'm like, oh, I got to check that.
Yeah, like how on Instagram now, you can't, like if you turn the volume up, it's just loud all the time. It's annoying, bro.
The only thing I don't want from Blockbuster is those VHS tapes. Don't bring those back. We'll keep streaming, all right? All right, if you'd like to see this article about Blockbuster, send me a message. Follow me at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The whole business is built around videotapes,
so
and you don't want her to bring
No, let me tell you something. I think they're going to start a streaming service. I said it here. Mark my words, it's going to happen.
All right.
It's going because they turned down Netflix back in the day. It's going to happen. The brand is still strong.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Looky, looky here. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck taking their relationship up a notch. What did these two do? I'm about to tell you. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, this story and more brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays first.
We have The Weeknd celebrating his birthday and Ice-T celebrating birthday as well.
All right, so Forbes has listed the top five earning artists for last year. Number five, Simpsons creators James L. Brooks and Matt Groening.
No!
Number four, South Park creators Trey Parker, and Matt Stone. Here we go. Number three, Tyler Perry, $175 million. Think about it. He said, I'm going to make movies for black people, and I don't care what anybody thinks. And now he's one of the richest men in Hollywood.
He owns his own studio now.
Exactly. Number two, Sting, $210 million. And number one, Phil Collins, $300 million. I can't help but think of The Hangover every time I hear that song. I can't help it. All right, another story. Louis Vuitton has announced Pharrell Williams as their menswear head designer, a position that was held before by the late Virgil Abloh. Now, I think this is exciting. I did say this off the mic, though. I think Kanye West going to have a little fit. This is really going to bother him because he's always wanted to be the head of Louis Vuitton.
No matter what. Pharrell's put in the work. He's had his own labels. He's collaborated with Louis Vuitton before.
He's a style icon.
He really is. So shout out to him.
We can all view the menswear line that we can't afford in June at Paris Fashion Week. And then finally, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck got ink. J-Lo said she would never get a tattoo. Well, well, well.
Whoa, what is it, dude? Just a tattoo of J-Lo's face on both of them?
No, no, no.
If I was J-Lo, I would tattoo J-Lo on J-Lo. I would.
No, I don't know what it says. It's under her boob.
You know what? We might have to inspect that.
I'm sure you will, DJ Automatic. The photo's up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Go check Ben's and Jen's tattoos and see if you can decipher what hers says.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Egg prices. I have an update. When are they going down? It's time for Hottest Hashtags. That's going to be your food news. And it's finally almost the weekend. Friday's Eve here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
I said there's been a lot going on in the sky. We've seen balloons and then some weird thing got knocked out of the sky. It looked like an alien ship to me. Did you see that?
It was a little freaky.
The spy balloon?
No, that there was something else, Anthony. There's been like four spy balloons, but then are they spy balloons? Now I'm like, are they?
Are they just weather balloons?
I don't know what they are, but Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre addressed the many objects being shot out of the sky.
There is no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity with these recent takedowns. Wanted to make sure that the American people knew that, all of you knew that, and it was important for us to say that from here because we've been hearing a lot about it.
Every alien movie begins with the government saying, there's no problem. That's what it sounds like to me, because when I saw that thing, it looked like some kind of alien ship that I've never seen.
We need to figure out where Will Smith is right now.
Yeah, we need to track him down.
Take a slap an alien?
No, he should.
That's like how every Will Smith alien movie starts.
Welcome to Earth.
All right, so now we're going to move on to food news. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports the average price for a dozen eggs is down 44% since December. And I noticed that, DJ Automatic, when we were shopping.
I got eggs for $4 yesterday.
Yeah, we were so happy.
We're back here.
But more relief is coming in a matter of weeks. So they're hoping that with the chickens reproducing again after the bird flu and then that big warehouse burning down, right, with all those chickens, that we'll have more eggs. There has been more interest in raising chickens, though. People are buying chickens so they can have eggs at their own house.
I never knew this was going to be an economy question when people ask, like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? That's crazy now, right?
I know. In my neighborhood, we had chickens all the time. Like,
I'm just
going to
tell you right now, with
what,
all those chickens that everyone's buying, salmonella cases are going to go up.
Ugh. No! Why do you say that?
Because it's just Murphy's Law, Dana. That's why.
Raising chickens is hard business. Make sure you know what you're doing and your HOA allows it. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to start with National Do a Grouch a Favor Day. How about that? If you got a grouch in your life, make him smile or try to at least.
I'll tell you a joke later, Automatic.
Hey, you. Scram!
And we also got National Almond Day, which, shout out to the almonds.
I won't give you one later, Automatic. Since
I'm allergic to almonds.
Oh, man.
Which sucks because they come with the best dark chocolate. So.
And it is Black History Month. Let's talk about Willie Thrower. Anybody know who he is?
No.
1953, he was the first black quarterback to appear in an NFL game. Oh. Doug Williams was the first black quarterback to start and win a Super Bowl. Yeah, 3 decades ago. This past Super Bowl Sunday, we had the historic matchup between Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes, Philadelphia Eagles' Jalen Hurts. They're the first head-to-head black quarterbacks. Why does that matter? Because once upon a time in the NFL, black men were stereotyped and thought not to be able to be quarterbacks. We have to talk about these things because if you're not aware of why are there no black quarterbacks, you don't understand the history of this country. Well, we got to see what this past Sunday, didn't we?
Yeah.
All right. Now-
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How do you help your woman relax? Your partner, your girlfriend, your wife, whatever she may be. How do you help her calm down? How do you be her inner peace?
How do you make your life easier?
There you go. That's one way to look at it. Well, we have a list of four ways you can help your lady calm down, provided to us by the great Dana Cortez. So let's crack this list open and see if it helps you find some zen. All right, welcome to Two Dudes
One Studio
recap segment on the Dana Cortez Show. And I think this is a very vital topic, DJ Automatic. You got to really understand your woman.
You do.
When you're in a relationship, I feel as if you are vouching to take on somewhat of your partner's stress. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, if you're in a relationship, of course, you're going to share emotions.
I think it was the rapper Big Crit who said, we could fly as high but prepare for the grind because the Cadillac can break down in a day. I don't know how that applies here, but I just thought it did, maybe.
That was kind of impressive.
Damn,
though, dude.
I thought it was.
What?
I don't think it's the same thing. I don't think it's the same.
It kind of made sense.
It kind of made sense.
We'll just say it did.
Yeah, it did. I was just like, if you can love her at the best moments, you got to be there for her worst moments, right? That's what I'm trying to say. But regardless, women are different when it comes to needing to calm down. So fellas, or ladies who love ladies, here's what you can do to help your lady calm down. Number one, if she's feeling stressed out, let her pick the playlist or the show to stream.
Which I do all the time, because when my wife is stressed out, I don't want to hear her complain about watching a basketball game or watching a football game or whatever.
All right, next one is suggest buying dinner.
When my wife is stressed out, I do say, hey, let's pull over somewhere or let's order out from somewhere, because I don't want to hear her complain about cleaning up the kitchen and then saying, now, oh, I've spent all this time cooking for you. What are you doing?
At this point, I also envy the men who can cook really good.
So do I.
Because, you know, men who cook, get down in the kitchen, they be bagging.
I can barbecue, but I can't. I can't do much after that.
You can't fry some weenies and help somebody ward off some stress, dude. Oh, the second one is help her clean up around the house. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's essential at this point in time. Because, I mean, like, my dad was not a guy that helped clean up around the house. He was my mom's job. But I just feel like if you're in a 2023 relationship, you need to be partners, not demanding that your wife take care of you.
And if you don't live with her, help her do something that will alleviate the stress. Provide to her life in some different type of way, all right? And the final thing is, listen. Lending ear, man.
That's the hardest thing to do.
Oh, come on.
It is. Out of all these things, it's the hardest thing to do, because when they're stressed, they just talk and talk and talk, and then it becomes like just nonsense, and I can't take it.
Bro, you're talking about one person, dude. You don't listen to your wife?
Damn.
Dana Cortez has a radio show.
Obviously, I listen to her, but there's at times where I can be in a crowded room, I can block everyone out.
Oh my God.
That's part of growing up in a big family.
Let us know. Are these helpful tips? Ladies, feel free to pitch your two cents in.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.